Christmas chapter 3, Mishnah 9. V'od shal in Rabbi Akiva. Another question they asked him, right? He asked them. So these are all the questions that Rabbi Akiva asked. Hashochet chamisha zvachim b'chutz b'lam echad. Mahu. What is the halacha if someone offered up 5 offerings outside the temple in one lapse of awareness? He shechted 5 animals outside the temple. Chav achas al kulam. Does he have to bring one chattis offering for all of them? Because it's one act of unawareness. Or achas al kol achas va achas. Or does he have to bring one for each one that he shechted? So Amru Loi, they answered back to him, Loshmani, we never heard this case. But we never heard this case. Amru Rabbi Yishe, he says, Shmati, Rabbi Yishe said, I heard a case, which was, Ba'echel mizevach echad b'chamisha temchuyim be'elam echad, that a person ate 5 different dishes. This means that that they were cooked in different ways. One was cooked, one was roasted, one was stewed. 5 different dishes from one animal in one act of unawareness. He is obligated for every single dish because of me'ilah. So what is the case over here? So the case is that he ate these before the blood was sprinkled. Before the blood was sprinkled, you're not allowed to get benefit from the sacrifice. And this person ate from 5 different dishes. They were each cooked in 5 different ways in one act of unawareness. He was unaware that he couldn't do this. And in this case, he says that it's a kal v'chomer. I see that it's a kal v'chomer. He's in this case over here has to bring a chattis for each one. Sorry, not a chattis. It's actually an ashem because it's me'ilah. So he has to bring an ashem for each one. So kal v'chomer in our case, where he sacrificed the 5 animals, he also has to bring 5 separate offerings. These cases aren't comparable, and this is not what Rabbi Akiva asked. What he asked is a comparable case of eating. Not that the one case is a case of sacrificing and the other is a case of eating, because there's a difference between those two. What's the difference? In eating, you get like benefit, you get like bodily benefit. But sacrificing, there's no benefit. So that's not what he asked them when they answered that shala. What he asked them was, Ba'echel noisa b'chamisha zvachim. Someone who eats noisa, leftover meat. It's sacrificial meat. It's been hanging around there for too long because you only had a certain amount of time to eat it. And this person ate noisa from 5 different animals. Belam echad mahu, in one act of unawareness. That's the case that Rabbi Akiva asked him. It was a case of eating. So chav achas al kulan. Are you obligated to bring one sacrifice or achas? Al kol achas ve'echad. So, or is it one for every act of eating? Is it just one for the act of an awareness, or one for each act of eating? Amru Loi, and that's when they answered him back. Lo shmani, we haven't heard this case, but Amru Rabbi Yishe shmati. But he said, I have heard it. Ba'echol mizevach echad b'chamisha tamchuya b'lem echad. That if the person has eaten from one sacrifice, but 5 different dishes, cooked in 5 different ways, shuchav al kol achas v'achas, that is obligated for each and every act of eating, for each and every dish, mishum me'ilah, because of me'ilah, v'roe ani she'advarim kal v'chomer, and I say that it's a kal v'chomer to this case of eating noisa. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva heard the answer, he said, "Im halocha, if this is an accepted halocha, nekabel, then I accept that is what you have paskened. But ve'im ladin, but if it's a logical deduction, then yesh teshuva, then I don't accept your kal v'chomer argument because there's a refutation." So Amar Lo, they said to him, "Hey Shef, well, okay, tell us what the refutation is." So Amar Lo, he said to him as follows: "Lo, im amarte b'me'ilah, in the case of me'ilah." That you're trying to learn from me'ilah to eating noisar, there's lots of stringencies in me'ilah. For example, someone who gives to eat is also liable as if he ate. So if I take a sacrifice that we're not allowed to draw benefit from, and I give it to you to eat, you are obligated for eating it. I'm also obligated for giving it to him to eat. Also, if I give you any other temple holy set aside things for you to get benefit from, and you get benefit from it, you're obligated for getting benefit. But I'm also chav for just giving it to you. I'm chav. There's a stringency in me'ilah, and not only that, sarah for me'ilah is man meruba. That me'ilah, you can combine things over a very long time, meaning. that the minimum amount for being obligated for me'ila is a pruta. That's, you've got to get the benefit that you get has to be at least a pruta's worth. So if I get half a pruta's worth of me'ila now, and then even years later I get the second half of a pruta's worth, the two actions combine, which is a stringency in me'ila. So it says, Tomar ben Noisa she'ein bo echad mikol elu. Noisa, the case of Noisa doesn't have any of these other stringencies. So maybe the me'ila case that you wanted to learn to the Noisa case, the leftover case, maybe that's also got its own stringencies. Because there are lots of stringencies by me'ila, says Rabbi Akiva. And therefore you can't learn from me'ila to Noisa. So not a kal v'chomer, he's saying. And basically, so basically that's how he uproots the kal v'chomer argument.